Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Something that's been going on for a while, but you say it's kind of an ongoing thing, so we can talk about it, is Walk Across Texas.
Yes. It is an eight-week program that we have across Texas, and the point of it is to just get people out walking and getting a little bit of exercise in, and it's a great time to start in the spring. The goal is to walk the 833 miles from Orange, Texas to El Paso. Now, obviously, doing that with one person in an eight-week time period is difficult, but the great thing about Walk Across Texas is that you can do it any time of the year, and you can do it with a team, or you can do it individually. So if you have friends that you want to do it with, you can walk together and spread out the miles, or you can do it as an individual and walk them yourself. It's easy to register. You can go on to walkacrosstexas.com and register. You can log everything from the mobile venue, and so it's really easy to do, and the point is just to get people out and get them walking and get them exercising. I know we've talked about this before, how the benefits of walking, you don't think, you know, this is one of those great exercises that you're born with what you need. You don't have to get a gym membership, mm-hmm. anything like that, just to get you going. It improves your mood. You know, within 10 minutes of walking, you start releasing endorphins, so that it really releases, it helps with stress, helps with mood enhancement. It helps with weight loss. It builds muscle and bone mass. It helps improve your balance. So there's just a plethora of things we could talk about that mm-hmm. are benefits from walking. And it's something that we can all do so easily without a whole lot of thought put towards it.
Do you know if anybody has ever literally, as a group, walked from Orange to El Paso?
I don't know, but that would be really interesting to find out. You know,
can they go to your website or?
Walkacrosstexas.com is where they can go, or they can also find information on our Hunt County website or on our Facebook page.
Okay, good. So let's also talk about the Hunt County Fair, which is sort of there on the horizon, April 20th.
April 20th is when it kicks off, and it runs for 10 days, yes.
Okay, so but now is the time to start thinking about getting your creative arts and cooking things ready to go.
Yes, the creative arts exhibits, such as photography or antiques, those are all due on April 12th.
That's this Thursday.
And those can be turned in from 3 to 7 at the Hunt County Fairgrounds in the Creative Arts Building. Those are all due. But then also there's the creative baking contests, and those are due later on. You can find information out on those from the Hunt County Fair website, which I believe is huntcountyfair.com. Mm-hmm. And though there's some really interesting contests. There's a salsa cooking contest. There's chocolate contest. There's a creative cooking contest. So it's really fun, and those are for both adults and youth.
And obviously the cooking competition, the deadline for that is going to be very close to the start of the fair, because
yes.
you don't want things sitting around for
Correct.
10 days or whatever. But you said Thursday, April 12th for the creative arts.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Now, you're telling me something pretty interesting, and this is often the distance on the calendar somewhat. Friday, May 4th, you're having a symposium on cottage law. This is for people who want to start a cottage industry.
Yes, and this is a really large thing right now in Hunt County that we're seeing. People are interested in producing things that they grow on their own land, make it their home, and sell to the public. And so this is, it's going to be a joint program between myself and my coworker in the Ag Department, Sarah Allen. It's going to be from 9 until 3. And you can register in the morning. It's going to be a general cottage law session going over the rules within Texas, specific to Hunt County. Things such as just, you know, if you're not used to selling things to the public, what you need to know about the cottage law industry. And then in the afternoon, it'll kind of have breakout sessions. You can go down an ag line as far as meats and animals, or an FCS line for canning things.
So a cottage industry, you are making things, you are producing things for sale to the public.
Right.
On an individual, small scale
yes.
basis.
So
right?
We have a lot of honey farmers, honey farmers that would like to do, you know, produce their own honey and sell it. And there's a lot of things that go into selling, and even canning your own jellies, selling things at farmers markets. And so all this kind of goes into it.
So and there are regulations so that they are safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the thing that was particularly interesting to me, tell about how much your call volume has gone up from people coming into Hunt County wanting to do this sort of thing.
So one of the things that we do is we keep a record of all the calls that come in. And from it was around May of 2016 to May of 2017, our call volume increased 80%. And the calls were interesting. It was people that were just moving into Hunt County from other areas wanting, you know, they're buying small plots of land, wanting to know what they can do on that land and what they can produce and how they can sustain themselves on those plots of land. So we focused heavily on these small and new landowners. And so that's a lot where our program has been going, because we're having to address all of these issues. And some of them we weren't prepared to address because it was such a, within a year, we had such an increase of people moving into Hunt County.
That's an overall 80% increase in the calls to your office.
Correct, regarding small and new landowners.
But this is not just on that subject, but in general, overall, 80% increase in your calls.
Right. And that's, you know, for us, that's great.
I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk with you about this again, but that's Friday, May 4th.
Yes.
That's taking place. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee
Thank
with us.
Thank you for
again.
Having me.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.